Recently, my mother sent a picture of our traditional Japanese Hinamatsuri dolls on display in our home for Girls' Day, a month-long celebration dedicated to girls' health and happiness. In the past, my sister and I helped my mom unpack each tiny family heirloom, about 16 in total, and arrange them in our living room to signify the start of spring. This time, it was just the Emperor and Empress sitting on top of the family piano. The picture was gorgeous, but something felt wrong. I quickly realized that it embodied how it felt growing up Japanese American. Beautiful but abbreviated. We are allowed to be here, but the way I'm treated sometimes keeps me in a state of doubt. The slights are big and small. From the smirk of disgust from the cashier at Safeway as I buy daikon, miso paste, and other Japanese foods, to men leering at me as they guess what I am because of my exotic appearance. Sometimes racism feels like death by a million paper cuts, other times like being hacked by a machete. How close can we get to being American? How close can we get to being Japanese? I discovered the story of Japanese internment during World War II by myself. I never learned about it in grade school, and never heard about it from my parents. I studied alone for years until my Asian American Studies class in college. Now, this painful reality of an executive order targeting ethnic communities is happening again. Sure, my family is not at the epicenter of this, but we ride our own waves from the shock and despair of this latest betrayal. I'm only one or two generations away from the immigrant experience. My mother is a green card holder from Japan. She met my father in the 80s while studying in the States. My father is a first-generation American. His mother, my yaya, fled Greece during World War II at 5 years old to escape the Nazis. So, the topic of travel bans and discrimination isn't too far away to talk about with either parent. Although I'm not Muslim, I've been spending time at the Islamic Center of North Seattle since the travel ban to feel a sense of connection to the community. The last time I went, I was taught how to worship, alternating from having our feet or shoulders touching as we listened to prayer to prostrating ourselves on soft carpet. Each time I bend forward at prayer, I see the whiteboard in the back that says, "Muslims, do not be afraid. We fight for each other." I wonder about Buddhist temples and Japanese spaces of community during World War II America. What was that atmosphere like? Was it like this? The grief of marginalized people is universal. And that is a horrifying comfort, if we can even call it that. To be honest, I don't know what to call it. After prayer, I turn and the woman next to me asks my ethnicity and I tell her that I am Japanese. She nods her head. So you know this, too. For KUOW, I'm Sophia Stevens.